I think it doesn't matter when Tom Brady's on the other side because the Jags had arguably the best defense left. Minnesota had arguably the best defense left. Philly has arguably the... I mean, of the four defenses, those three were better than the Patriots. And I think that it doesn't matter if there's a guy named Tom Brady that can bring his team back regardless of what deficit his defense might put him in.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that you have to hope for is what Jacksonville talked about doing all week but wasn't really able to do enough, and that is you got to hit him. And again, and I'm not saying play dirty, but I'm saying even if there's a borderline call or two where you take a really hard shot at him after he releases it and you run the risk of a penalty, he does not like to be hit. And it does take him a little bit out of his psyche. It gets a little bit rattled sometimes. But look, you got to hope you're not in a tight game because the blueprint that Jacksonville had was pretty solid because for 3.5 quarters, they were leading that football game. And they were doing everything right. Now, I believe Nick Foles is better than Blake Bortles. And that even as just being asked to be a game manager, I think Blake Bortles couldn't make throws that if he made the right throws at the right time, could have kept New England on their heels rather than throwing to the back shoulder when a guy was moving and needed it in front of him, or just completely overthrowing or underthrowing guys. And I don't think Foles is like that. The throw Foles made off the two throws off the run that actually put into a pretty small window yesterday were impressive. But you just don't want a close game down the stretch because you know Brady will be Brady, and if he is, you're going to be in a tough situation. So good that you got to where you needed to be. You need Long, you need Fletcher Cox, you need those guys to really, you know, make a statement on the D line, and then your secondary is going to have to be staunch. But I mean, look, by all means, you got a shot. You just can't make mistakes, and you got to put pressure on Brady.
Yeah, I think, too, I like the way that Nick Foles spread the ball around. I mean, he really, if you look, no guy had 100 yards receiving, but he had guys 93, 85, 70, 60. So he really spread the ball around, too. And I think the most impressive thing wasn't even Nick Foles. It was the fact that Philly was able to run on that Minnesota front. They were able, I mean, Ajayi had almost, 80 yards rushing in the game. They had 110 total.
Yep.
They were able to put some yards up running the ball. And that, I mean, that's a really good sign. That's if you can run the ball, then, yeah, you should be able to pass effectively because the defense has to respect it. And they were able to.
They used the epitome of thunder and lightning. They gave you Ajayi as much as they possibly could early. And then when the defense got a little tired and because they were a little worn down.
That's a good point.
They hit you with Blunt and LeGarrette Blunt just steamrolled for extra yard after extra yard and pounded it right down their throat when they needed it for some ball control and to do the things that they needed to do. So, look, they have talent at all the skill positions other than the main obvious one that's going to be questioned, which is the quarterback position. Their line held up great, but their defense, we all know, it's not about New England's defense, although they are better than average. But they were moved around a little bit by Blake Bortles, especially in the first half. The big thing is, offensively, that is a well-oiled machine, and even if they took out Gronk, legal or not, they took out their biggest weapon, and he was still able to move the ball, do what he needed to do, and Danny Amendola looked like an all-pro.